I went to university with Danny Robbins. Don't know if you know him. He's the ghost guy in the UK. There's always one ghost guy in every country, isn't there? And he's the ghost guy in the UK. He's the ghost guy now. The guy that talks about ghosts on TV and podcasts. He makes his living out of speculating whether ghosts exist. And back at university when we were friends, strangely, he never mentioned ghosts at all. He just wanted to be a comedian and a comedy writer, and that's what he became. But, you know, this comedy business is hard, so I guess he needed something else, didn't he? And now he's earning far more money than he ever would through comedy with his TV and podcasts called Uncanny. Check them out. It's interesting. Yeah, this just proves what I've long suspected. If the public have a choice between art and fucking nonsense, they choose fucking nonsense every fucking time. Would you like this comedy show that I've spent years writing and honing? Or would you like to look at this shadow in this photo and speculate whether it's the Monkey Man? Oh, the shadow! The shadow! Yeah, it's the Monkey Man! The Monkey Man is coming! What about my stand-up special? No, all I care about is the Monkey Man! The amount of inane fucking drivel on these shows. I heard the floorboards creak. Yeah, wood expands and contracts. Wood creaks. No, I think it's the Monkey Man. There is no Monkey Man. It's wood reacting to temperature and humidity. Millions watch the TV show. It feels like the London Palladium with this ghost shit. He wanted to do that in his comedy shows at Bristol University. He couldn't. But the moment he suggests that the, you know, if somebody has seen the Black Monk of Pontefract, everyone loses their shit and their money. What about the ghost child of Hollymount Farm? Have another £34, Danny. What about the goth poltergeist? What about Tissue Man, a man made of bogies? Have a £1 million contract, Danny. I knew Danny Robbins at university. He didn't give a fuck about ghosts. He didn't. I was mates with him for years. He never mentioned them once. All he talked about is getting famous from comedy. I even asked him once, what do you think about ghosts? And he said, Nathan, I have no opinion on ghosts. I don't care about ghosts and want nothing to do with them. And I often look back and think, what happened? What gave him the idea to switch to ghosts? And then I look back at the comedy shows that we both did at the Edinburgh Fringe. Nobody came. And when you're in a silent, empty room doing comedy, what happens? You tell a joke and all you hear is the squeak of the stage. The room is empty. You walk across the stage. There's a shadow. Your senses are heightened. You're short of oxygen. You're hallucinating. Oh no, it's a ghost. It's not a ghost, Danny. You're just playing comedy in an empty fucking room. Believe me, I've seen and heard a million ghosts in my career. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head? Cliff. Oh no, I've just seen a ghost. It's the shadow man of comedy clubs, haunting the comedy clubs and sucking the atmosphere out of the room. That's not true, Danny, is it? That's not true, Nathan. You're just dying on your ass. There is only one death in the room, and it's yours. Suddenly, just like Danny, I'm a believer. Where's my £1 million?